What a great opportunity we have to be able to assemble and worship on the Lord's Day. We are beginning 2017 in a beautiful and right way, being able to assemble with our church family and worship the God of heavens. We are going to be emphasizing a study that we're not exactly sure how many congregations are involved. I think over 500 churches have purchased books, some 18,000 devotional books have been purchased, and I think it's safe to say that some 200 to 250 churches are going through this like we are. So you may be visiting a congregation, and they may be on the same week as you are. And I know that you may be wondering, well, what's he talking about? Well, I'm talking about this devotional book, One Word, and it having 53 key biblical words in it. And each Sunday, Lord willing, one of my two sermons will be emphasizing the word of the week. And then you will have the opportunity to read a devotional. There's five different one-page devotionals on that word that you can read that week. There's also a study guide reference book that you can have if you'd like to have that as a reference book detailing the word more. This week, the theme or the word is an introduction, and it's along the idea of word, the power of God's word. And it's coming off of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. And so we want to think about the power of words this morning. When you think about key words that have meant so much to you, I think about the words that have made the biggest difference in my life. And on January the 1st, 2000, this is a significant day, January the 1st, because it's our anniversary. So happy anniversary, Amanda. And I cheated. I know I got the best day, January 1st, so I can remember that. And I can always keep up with the number of years because it was 2000. But you think about powerful words, those vows that we repeated that day. Powerful words. When you ask the person to marry you and they say yes. Or some other powerful words, when she comes into you and she says, "We are pregnant. We're going to have a baby." That's powerful words. You know, those are words that change the course of your life. Or maybe it's words that are a little different. I'm sorry, but we're calling to tell you that your father had a heart attack and you need to get to the hospital immediately. Or maybe it's words that are very significant that you've worked hard to hear. Like, you're graduating. You have finished. You're graduating. And so we can think about all kinds of words. In fact, in the Bible, we think about some big words. Like, for example, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Or John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. See, big words. Or 1 Corinthians 13, the beautiful chapter of love. It explains us what love is. For now abideth three, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. These are big words. Well, we're going to be looking this year at some of these big words, and we're going to be focusing on them. And so when we think about words, we think about the power of words and how words are holy and words are significant. We sing the song, "Ancient words, holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope. They give us strength and they help us cope. For in this world, where'er we roam, ancient words will guide us home." Words are powerful and words are significant. And this year we're going to be looking at one word each week that has such power. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 12 verse 18, the Bible said about the power of words that there is one whose rash words are like a sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Or Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Those who love it will eat its fruit.
You know, we live in a time where it seems like words are all around us like mosquitoes on a hot night in Missouri. I know you don't think you got mosquitoes bad here, but you don't have mosquitoes like we do in Missouri where the rice fields are out there and they just breed like crazy in those rice fields. And you can't even go out and do fireworks or anything. You'll just be surrounded by mosquitoes and they'll just carry you off. Well, that's how words are in our culture today. You think about it. Social media is always throwing words at us. You can't turn on the TV without having a little ticker at the bottom, maybe having a ticker at the top, and then someone's talking to you. Words are constantly coming. And then if you live in our house, you've got four kids that are always talking. And I think the best gift I could have got Amanda was a pair of those earphones that shuts everything out. I said, I'd like to get her some of those, but I'd still like to be able to talk to her, you know, that way. Anyways. Because words are always flying, and it's hard to find solitude. It's hard to find solitude. And it's hard, here's what happens, with all these words buzzing around us, and all the words being projected at us, and the preacher going on, sharing words with you every Sunday, and the Bible class teacher sharing words with you, and all these words coming at us, we then begin to neglect the power of words. And so what we want to do this year is we're going to say, all right, there's thousands of words that are always coming at us, but we want to stop and we want to focus on 53 big words. Words that are powerful in and of themselves. Words that change our lives. Words that we hold to and believe in and that shape who we are. You see, we want to look at some focus words. And so there are 10 general topics that we'll be thinking about. And I want to read you some of these words we'll be focusing upon. For example, next week we'll be studying, the sermon will be on creation. The week after that, sin. It's a big word. Our culture doesn't understand sin. Wrath, grace. That's an amazing word, isn't it? Grace. Mercy, love, forgiveness, kindness, self-control, humility, peace, righteousness, holiness. And then there's some other words like heaven. That's one word that should change how we live every day. Or hell. Or hope. And then we'll focus on words that relate to our relationships. Words like mothers, marriage, Christians, elders, deacons, and fathers. And there's words that relate to this church. Words like church, fellowship, worship, kingdom, and proclaim. And then there's our faith. Words like faith, repent, confess, and baptism. Words that we should know by heart and words that we should understand because they communicate to us and communicate to others. And then there's words that we'll look at that are involving our challenges. Words like worry and suffering, shame, guilt, and grief. And then we'll conclude in the last several weeks by thinking about justification, these big words that relate to our salvation, redemption, atonement, and crucify. And then God's nature, sovereignty, Father, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So when we think about these words, now let me share one thing with you about the book. And also, we've been pre-ordering these books, and we have about 30 extra copies. If you didn't sign up, get you a book. If you want to make a $3 donation, you can. That's all the book costs. If you don't want to, that's fine too. The church wants to provide the book for any family that wants them. And we also have it in ebook or PDF format if you'd like to have it in that. And if we run out of books, we'll get more. And let me say something also about these books. That each word has 5 articles that you can read on during the week. And each one was written by a different author. And so, for example, it may seem that this first word, the word word, and thinking about the power of the word, that it may seem a little deep at times because that concept is a little deep and you may not connect the best. But don't be discouraged, but continue to read because each word is going to have a different author. So you're going to get a little different flavor, little different style with each author. And so let me encourage you to be involved in that study as we think about the Word. Now, notice that as we think about the Word and we think about all these words, all of our study wants to come back to the ultimate Word of Jesus. Go to John chapter 1, where we started our study. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, that's one Greek word that many of you know. The term that we translate Word is the Greek term logos. And we understand that that's the term that the Greeks had, which is this concept, this great big concept. And John says what it really is it is this concept that has been revealed, an abstract concept that's been revealed. And you might think about it like this. Our English word that comes from that Greek word is the word logo. And for example, we use logos in all kinds of ways today to illustrate, to represent something. We might use a swish to represent Nike. We use Under Armour symbol to represent that company, and so they put that on their shirts and things. And we have all kinds of logos. Even businesses will have a logo. And that logo is a symbol that represents their business, represents them. And it stands for them. What Jesus is He is the symbol, He is the representation, He is the visual image of God. That's what John is trying to say. He's trying to say that Jesus, God, became flesh to represent God to us. Look at verse number 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. The glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, He revealed the Father to mankind. He reveals God's message to us. John 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He is the one who created the world. Verse number 3, earlier that we read it in John 1, verse 3. And He is the source of all life. He is the Word of life. In Revelation 19, 13, He is pictured once again at the end of time as the Word of God, the Word of life. Jesus is the Word. And so every word we study, every word we talk about, is going to be a further manifestation, a further revealing of Jesus. Because when we read the Bible, we learn about Jesus. We learn the message of God. And we learn what God would have us to know. Some of you have been wondering about this little visual aid up here. And I really just put it up here so y'all would pay attention for the first little while. And wonder what I was going to do with it, right? Start by piquing your interest. Well, here's what I want you to think about. In John chapter 4, Jesus would describe the Word as the living water. He talks to the Samaritan woman about He's able to provide everlasting water. And she could continue to go to that well and draw water, but He can provide a water that she'll never run out of, an everlasting water. And it's all related to the Word of God, to Him being the Word incarnate, the Word that He can give her. Well, I want you to think about this water here, representing the living water. You notice it's about half full here. And each week, and there's 10 themes that we're going to cover, 53 words, because there's 53 weeks, but 10 themes. And so I didn't want to do 53 cups. That seemed a little overboard. But if you think about it, each week, each theme, we're going to be pouring out the living water into our lives. And the living water will be coming out through each of these words. And we'll be gaining a little bit of knowledge, kind of like a puzzle. We'll be putting each piece in each week. We'll be focusing on a different word and what it represents, and how that word gives us a further piece of the puzzle of the Word of God. And it allows us to better see God and to better see Jesus, the representation of God. And so we poured out and we study and we learn and we gain. And ultimately, we want to pour out all of the living Word, all the living water into our lives. Now, so at the end of the year, we have studied and we have gone through all 53 words, all 10 themes, from God to the church to relationships to life's challenges to biblical terms and different things we'll look at. And then what's amazing about this is that as we then think about the sum total of our knowledge, and we begin to put it all back together into our hearts and into our lives, and we put it all back in into our hearts and our lives are changed, what's going to be amazing about this is that you're going to notice that we are much higher now. And we started at a half, but we're almost three quarters full now. And why is that? It's because as we go through and we pour these out into our lives, when they become a complete union, and we put all of them and the sum total of them is put into our hearts and our lives, we will end the year with much more of the living Word of Jesus in our hearts and in our lives than when we started the year. You see, we'll grow and it will make more sense to us, and the Word of God will make more sense, and we'll have a more complete picture of the logo of Jesus. And we'll then be able to better understand the individual parts, the one words, but we'll also be better able to see the whole picture because we've experienced the living Word. And so we need to think about transformative words, thinking about what it means to have this Word and how it's going to transform our life. I want to share a few scriptures with you about the power of words and the power of God's Word as we think about why this is so important. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 and following. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water. How was the earth formed? By the Word of God. And that by means of this, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same Word, the heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and the destruction of the ungodly. You and I can't do very much at all by the power of our words in terms of creation. I can't say to this water, water, pour into those cups, and it pours into those cups. I can't say to this lectern here, lectern, be built. No, an artist, a craftsman has to build it, and someone has to be a server to serve the water. But God, this is the amazing thing about God. God in His power does not use His hands or any type of building instrument. God only has to speak. He spoke the world into existence. God spoke and the world was flooded. God spoke and His Son came and died on the earth. And God says that this world is reserved by fire to be destroyed. And the only thing that is holding back that fire, that is holding back that destruction, is the Word of God. You see, the Word is powerful. And thus in verses 11 and 12 of this same chapter, Peter would say, since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? You see, the Word is going to transform us into being holy and godly people
And this year we want to focus on the transformative power of the Word. To be holy, to be godly. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. The writer of Hebrews says, "For the Word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intentions of the heart." The Word of God, it will pierce your heart. It will go into your soul, and it will help reveal your thoughts, your intentions, your motives, your attitudes. It will convict you. It will shape you, and it will also shame you because of your actions. You see, these are transformative words. And then 2 Timothy chapter 3, the famous passage dealing with the Word of God. "All Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work." If we study these words, and if we study the Word of God in all of our Bible teaching and all of our daily devotionals, and we read the Bible, and what a great time to begin a daily Bible reading program, you're going to be changed. You're going to be shaped. Because the Word is God breathed. It's God's Word. In Matthew 24, verse 35, Jesus said, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. We are living in changing times. We're living in times that the Word of God is available in all kinds of different forms. We're living in a world where, as I spoke about, we have all kinds of words being constantly yelled at us, whispered at us, tried to get at our attention at all times. People trying to get us to take notice to their words. All the noise that's out there. We live in a time where our world is increasingly smaller, and we have global words that are impacting us. And our words can even have a global impact in some ways, and at least a national impact, in that the words we say can have a large hearing many times. And we need to come back to, what are the solid bedrock foundational words that I can build my life upon? What words are never going to pass away? The words of God. The Scripture. And it's those words that we want to focus on this year to build our life. In 1 John 1, 1 and 2, he talks about these words and he says that they are the words of life. These are the transforming power of the Word. This morning, if you're not a Christian, let me encourage you to become one. What a great way to begin 2017 by putting Christ on in baptism. If you are a Christian, let me encourage you to think about your life and to think about putting the words of God into your heart, in your life this year. And be focused on being transformed more into the image of His Son. If you need to respond, then please come as together we stand and sing.